Good morning and welcome to the Mail Tribune's First Thing podcast. I'm your host, Ryan File. If this is your first time here, thanks for stopping by. We're here most weekdays giving a quick roundup of the day's top stories. It's Thursday, December 7th. Here's your news. The Lions Sight and Hearing Center has emptied its newspaper recycling boxes across Medford, Jacksonville, and Talon for the last time, and permanently removed them. One that remains in Eagle Point will be removed soon as well. It's the end of a long-time revenue source that recently flip-flopped to an expense for the nonprofit, hit by ripple effects from turmoil in the global recycling market. Those 25-foot-long blue metal containers have actually been fixtures since 1998, when they were first placed throughout the valley. The Sight and Hearing Center used them to raise money for its outreach efforts, which included providing eyeglasses and hearing aids to those without adequate insurance coverage. But that source of income became steadily threatened, however, as the price fetched by recycled paper plummeted amid a drop in demand. Boxes in Ashland were carted away in April 2016 for similar reasons. The removal of the Lions recycling containers is one of the several local impacts from the global recycling crunch, driven in part by China's decision to stop accepting most recycled goods from the U.S. The Medford School Board will vote in January on a proposal to start and end school a week earlier next year. Superintendent Brian Shumate asked the board to vote on the new calendar at its next regular meeting, which is scheduled for January 8th, after he presented results of community surveys on the topic at the board's December 4th work session. The proposed changes to the school calendar were supported by a majority of those polled. This proposal would shift the Medford school year, starting in 2018-19, to begin in the last week of August, with 4 school days falling before Labor Day weekend. Students would finish school after the first week of June. The calendar would still include 175 instructional days. That's it for today. Be sure to check out full versions of all of these stories online at mailtribune.com. You can also check out our full offering of podcasts at mailtribune.com/podcasts. And last but not least, be sure to follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a great day.